What's going on, everybody? This is Joseph AJ from The Plug, People Living Under Grace podcast. Listen, we are still on hiatus. However, we appreciate you taking the time to listen to us on your favorite podcasting platform. But check it out. Season 5 is geared to the best of The Plug season, right? So from season 1 to season 4, check out your favorite content that you love so much from us. We are only representing the best that you love. So sit back, relax, grab your favorite friend or your loved one, sit back and enjoy The Plug, People Living Under Grace podcast. We're going to be back with y'all momentarily, but stay tuned. In order for electricity to flow properly, it first must be connected to a powerful source. Ladies and gentlemen, we introduce to you The Plug, People Living Under Grace, a podcast that's designed to connect all of us to the God of our salvation through His Son, Jesus Christ. Dive in with hosts Joseph AJ, Dominique Suarez, Sade, and Brian B as they talk about hot topics such as faith, family, and finances, and everything in between. So grab your friend or grab your favorite loved one, sit down and relax because The Plug is on, and get ready to get plugged in.
That was real good. You got the order out of order, but
it's fine though, because I wanted to change up something a little bit differently. You're listening to The Plug, People Living Under Grace. I'm Joseph AJ.
Everybody got little initials and stuff, and I'm the only one who's Dominique. No.
Dominique S.
No, because she's been Dominique Suarez since the beginning.
True.
It's true.
I mean, I could be Dominique S. Suarez.
True.
You still claiming Silva?
What you mean? I'm low-key trying to get all my credentials in under Silva, and that's what it is. Dr. Silva and his thing.
You were saying that, but you could do Silva Suarez like you had it before. What you mean? We always can't get the... Why can't we ever get this part?
Okay, sorry. I just really... You know, in the that one screen you just had up, everybody was like, initial, and I'm like... Suarez.
You do got her government out there like that, though.
She put it out there like that. I'm actually changing this. Oh, we are trying to really get these. Good thing I know how to edit videos now.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
You saw that, right?
It looks good.
Suarez. I think I should be S. And the editing was good. Great.
It was.
It was real good.
You like the Dominique no phone work? Yo, to see your face on that was priceless. It was priceless. So what are we doing? You're listening to The Plug, People Living Under Grace. I'm Joseph AJ.
I'm Dominique S. Suarez.
I'm Sade B.
I'm Brian B.
And we are excited because this is season 4, episode 1, but this is our season premiere. And since this is our season premiere, I don't know if y'all like that background or if y'all gonna like this background. Because it is
Christmas.
Tis the season. Where are your headphones at, niece?
Can you hear me now?
So I see some things haven't changed since season 1, 2, or 3.
Can you hear me now?
You and your forehead.
Y'all can't hear me?
We can hear you.
So what are you talking about my headphones?
Because you were back and we could.
Oh.
Chill, she's special.
Where your headphones at?
Right.
I don't know.
Oh, dang. It's all right.
Y'all don't stress
me. I can hear you.
We can still hear you. So it ain't.
It's no biggie.
Ain't no big deal.
I didn't even give y'all a tour of my house.
I was about to say.
So speaking of new houses, Dominique, can we get a tour of the house?
I had a tour of the house. I saw the house. And it's beautiful.
It is.
I'm saying, you know, we saw it online. So I wasn't saying.
Even though we were
about to say, Sade got it.
Oh, man. It's all good.
Yeah, we weren't invited to the house. Cool. It's all
good. I still ain't had no house warming, for real.
Is you still unpacking or you settled?
No, I don't think I'm truly gonna be settled until the bed that I order or the bedroom set that we ordered gets here, which they keep pushing the date back, and that's a little annoying.
I know it's a lot going on with the shipping stuff right now.
Everything is back order now. It's gorgeous to be on. I can't find my headphones.
That's fine. Well, at least we get a little tour of the house. Hopefully we can get one offline.
This is my favorite area of the house.
The kitchen?
Nope. I mean, I spent a lot of time in there.
Oh, nice. I like that.
To pay respects to my grandfather, my grandmother. God rest their soul.
So is that S for silver or Serratas?
Serratas is both, actually.
Okay.
It's a double S. So it should be two S's up there. I'm just saying.
I like this area too.
Where's Shanesh?
Yes, oh, I like that.
Isn't this nice?
Yeah.
That is nice.
I always turn the light on and be like,
oh. I really like that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Look at you, niece.
Congratulations.
Moving on up.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
So now you gotta share the testimony.
She already did. I thought.
She started to talk about it in the last episode of season three, and then everything got, you know, confirmed.
Okay.
After we went on hiatus, and now we're back. So, you want to start with that, Dominique? I mean, listen, I missed y'all.
I'm very
glad to be with the plug. I was.
Yeah, it is no secret that you miss us.
You missed us when we ended season three.
I was very sad to see season three go, because I feel like every time a season ends, I feel like something happens where I'm like, okay, what's happening here? And I get conflicted, just being honest. Like, I get conflicted in my emotions and in my head. And I'm just like, okay, God, all this is happening right before we're about to start a new season. I'm like, can I handle this? Is this too much? Should I tell the plugins to go ahead and go on? Like, what are we doing here? And God is always like, nope, just keep going, keep flowing, keep doing what I need you to do.
The plugins to continue.
To continue, because there's going to come a time in the season where I'm going to be doing other things, and God is going to be raising plugins.
You got that? You just got to schedule around.
Listen, the show still must go on. I mean, this is ministry, so even if. Listen, I'm
forgetting that you planted.
Yeah, this is your vision.
Okay, but you also forget the fact that God, you know, you're not guests.
All of us were
as guests. The only guests that started off as guests are Sharday and
No, I thought Dominique too.
I was definitely a guest.
No, she didn't. She didn't start. Okay. She started off as a guest initially, but then we ended up. We ended up re-recording that episode as her being an official co-host.
But I started.
So nobody knows about that testimony until you open your mouth.
I was a guest.
With the 27-inch weave that is still blessing God.
I don't know if this is 27. I believe it's 22.
Correction.
Anyway, so needless to say, God is pushing me to move past everything. And if I could just share like a really brief testimony about how much work I felt like needed to get done until I saw this sermon yesterday by Dr. Matthew Stevenson, and it's actually called FU, and it was based on forgiveness. And some parts of the sermon that he was talking about, it resonated in my soul, because I'm like, dag, I'm doing all this work and I'm tiring myself out and not casting my cares upon the Lord, you know, and taking all this weight of unforgiveness in my heart. And I didn't even realize I struggled with a lot of unforgiveness and a lot of just resentment. So it really opened my eyes. And I heard a lot of what Brian has been talking about, even in last season, when we were talking about nothing but grace, and how we just have to trust and cast in, leave it in God's hands and just walk. But the problem with me is that I do that, then something happens and it triggers me, and then I'm right back trying to get my hands off, trying to get my hands on it. And then I'm like, dag, I'm disappointed in myself, because here I am again, back in the same wheel over and over. But what I learned in that moment is, like, it's always by faith. And my wife always said, you know, I'm doing this by faith. I'm doing this by faith. I'm just like, okay, what you mean? Like, I get what you mean. Like, I get what it means to have faith. I know what faith is, But now it started to really click with me. It's like, I'm doing this by faith. We're walking this thing out by faith and not by sight. Mm-hmm. So at 33 years old, with the scriptures that I've heard when I was like, you know, 7 or 8, and thought that I was practicing all of this time, I learned that a lot of what I've been sweeping under the rug as far as forgiveness versus unforgiveness is really out of sight, out of mind. And when it's something you don't see something so often, it's just like, oh, it's out of sight, out of mind. You think you're forgiven until you are faced with that situation again. And one of the things that Dr. Stevenson said, he said, normally when he's about to be elevated to a next level in God, that's when God will have him kind of like get tested in a certain area to see if he's, you know, where he is in his forgiveness check of his heart. And I was just like, that's interesting, because every time I feel like I'm being about to be promoted or go to another level, I always get checked in my heart. Like, okay, what's in my heart that I haven't given to God? And then I go through the motions of, God, I'm sorry, I don't want to do this no more. I'm tired. This is too much. And then, then it's just like, okay, so what you gonna do? You gonna cast it? You gonna leave it? You gonna cast it? You gonna keep take it back? And one of the things with a Creflo Dollar series that I was watching, worrying is a form of pride, because I'm refusing to cast my cares upon the Lord. So I've had a lot of eye-opening experiences since we've been on hiatus. Some things that I've just not wanted to really go through. Mm-hmm. And so when we were scheduled to come back to reconvene with each other, I'm just like, Lord, what do you want us to talk about? Because this book ain't really got much on it. But I don't know. That's me.
You said you had a testimony to share. What was that?
Was that the testimony? Or was it? I forgot just that quick. Somebody else can go, and I'll remember it. I promise you, I will. There's a lot of testimonies. I'm not. Let me think about the timeline of that, and then I'll get back to you.
Okay.
Use your notebook and write some notes down.
Listen, Dominique. Anyway, go ahead.
What you got? Everybody shy.
Babe, go ahead.
I'm trying to think. I didn't know it was sharing testimonies.
No. I was just sharing something that I no. That was actually, it's not a foolish of a testimony. That was something that I learned, or that resonated with me yesterday, and I was reminded of a conversation that you and I had, Brian, in one offline too, but in one of our episodes is called The Power, Grace and Agreement, and How It's Okay to Disagree Too. Mm-hmm. And we were having that disagreement, and it really wasn't a disagreement. We just had a difference of opinion or mm-hmm. a viewpoint of certain things. Mm-hmm. And I think that the plugins should know and see us having actual conversation, not that we're, you know, we're all about this way, you know, or we're all about that way. Like, it's good to have, you know, disagreement or, mm-hmm. you know, different opinions of conversation. But I remembered that episode, and I was just like, that's what Brian was talking about. And it's so easy, but we as people make this Christian walk so hard with all these rules that we can't even abide by.
Right.
And I'm exhausted, tired.
So, right.
Yeah, that's what I had to share.
That's what's up. Mr. Rodriguez.
He put right. the extra R.
And how you say
it? Suarez.
Suarez. That's why I don't speak Spanish.
Ferrari.
My bad. That's just, I can't.
He's not trying to mess it up.
I'm not trying to mess it up on purpose. Like, I really can't.
I'm so used to it. I'm not even phased. It's okay.
It's better than being called sores. I mean,
right.
So there's some non people of color that not spelling. I thought we originally started talking about house as testimony conversation.
We have a lot going on.
Right. I finally moved.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where to start. We got this house before it hit the market. It was very much what I put on my prayer request about God working supernaturally. And every other time we've attempted to buy a house, it was me trying to do it, not God. Yeah. And I kept trying to assist God. Or maybe it's this way, or maybe it's this way. This house was not on the market. The day our offer was accepted was the day it was supposed to go on the market. The builder, so we live in this cul-de-sac, and this guy built all the homes in the cul-de-sac, but he actually lived in my house. So he did extras to this house because he lived in it. Landscaping is extra. The like vaulted ceilings and stuff that he put in is extra. That hole in the wall I just showed you guys where the statue is extra. Needless to say, I grew up with this lady who lives in the cul-de-sac. And the day we moved in, her daughter came and she said, you know, I break into every house when people move out to see what it looks like because all the homes are different. And she's like, you guys, this house is the best one. Wow. In this cul-de-sac. Like, oh, it's probably because dude who built all of the homes lived here, you know?
Right.
So yeah, scripture that talked about exceedingly abundantly above all we can think or imagine is definitely true. And like things that I wanted in a home that I didn't put on my prayer request, the house has it. So yeah. Yeah, it's nice. It's been really lovely to sit in something that is ours.
Yeah.
But of course, the devil likes to creep in. And I knew, I felt like the Holy Spirit was prepping me for it, for some sort of test that was coming. So to try to waver my faith in us being in this house. So yeah, I'm going through that right now, but I'm okay.
I'm good. I mean, yeah. Just continue to focus on Christ, right. You know, focus on his promises. Mm-hmm. The distractions may come, but and like that's my favorite example, like when Peter was walking on the water, just focus on Jesus, man. Right. And just like for me, I got my testimony is like right now I took L away from work because I was starting to mentally struggle, you know what I mean?
Crazy, because my wife just asked me if you did something like that at your job, and I was just, like, no, he took like some lesser hours.
I did.
But, yeah, he went part-time.
I went part-time.
But she asked me something different that was like, I was like, no, that's not what he did. That's crazy. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I went part-time. I started off going part-time, you know. I was just really starting to get into this mode of not wanting to be there. It wasn't, you know, when I got into T-Mobile, it was all about the money. You know, it was like 13 years ago. I got on money, you know. The more I started spending time with Christ, the more I started to realize, like, man, it's not even my passion no more. So now I'm in a situation, like, I'm thinking back in before I took LOA. Now I'm like in a job where I started out chasing money, realizing that money is not what I want. It just wasn't fulfilling anymore because now I know the value of money. It has no value, really. It's valuable, but it's not my focus, if you understand what I'm saying. Yeah. So I decided to take LOA, like 30 days, just to really rediscover not only myself, but to just mainly just sit at Jesus' feet and learn and just spend time with my family, like peace of mind, because I really thought that I was going to like go off on somebody any second, because I think I was just getting tired. I think I was burnt out and I was getting frustrated with, I've been with this company so long and I only took maybe like 13 weeks out of 14 years off of work. You know what I mean? And it's like, that's not the life to live. And when I started to see what I was missing from my family, from my kids saying they want me to stay home, we talking more, you know, spending more time with Sade. It was really eye-opening. So I started questioning God, like, Lord, how is it that you want us to be able to support our family, but if I'm at a job and it's harming my family in a way, I'm confused, if that makes sense. So right now I'm just, it's like I get this like, oh, I gotta do something. I even stepped back from the business, you know, business side, because I just needed that I just needed to step back. Mental break. I just needed to step back, reevaluate things, just realizing that the really best thing I can do is sit at Jesus' feet and just, because he is everything. And it has been eye-opening, you know, reflecting on a lot of stuff, where I want to go. Yeah, it's been peaceful, challenging too. Because like I said, coming from that work mentality, just always doing something, it's kind of hard for me to just sit down when really I'm just trying to learn to do work, but be at rest on the inside.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I get that.
Not being lazy, but being able to flow, doing stuff and not even look like I'm doing anything. If that, you know.
That makes perfect sense. You have no idea.
I think but that's where anxiety is coming from.
Mm.
Experiencing that.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm not working right now. There's a whole situation that happened with the hospital that I got hired onto. And I feel it's like I have stuff to do. Like I'm in school full time. You know what I mean? It's plenty to do. But I think my mind is like stuck on what am I doing to bring money into the house? You know, because I'm used to doing to bring income.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that could be part of like where the anxiety stuff is coming
from.
Because I don't want to put that burden on my husband.
Yeah. Yeah. And I understand with that whole anxiety thing, that's that whole worry, the unknown. Like, but I was telling Sade, like, I would never know if I didn't take the time. Like, this job, if I die tomorrow, guess what? New position open.
Yeah.
Right. You know?
Yeah.
That's not the, I don't feel value there. And, you know, we have the tools because what God revealed to me was he gave us the power to create wealth. He's not just going to drop it in your lap,
right?
But you do have the power to create it. So I'd rather sit back and let God pour into me than me think my what I'm doing is actually going to get me to where I need to go. The main thing I've been praying for is his wisdom. I've been going off of Ephesians 1:17 through, I think, like 22, praying for his wisdom because it's not about the money.
Mm-hmm.
If you have God's wisdom, you won't need the money. The money will come, but he'll make it to where it's effortless. And that's where I want to be. The perfect gift. You know what I mean? The perfect gift. Not a gift that I think I need. You know what I mean? So.
And it makes me think about that Michael Todd series on purpose chasing, not paper chasing. If we are in our purpose, then God's going to make sure. In abundance so that we can pour out to others, you know.
And one thing I always reflect on is that, you know, we are greatly loved, deeply loved, greatly blessed and highly favored, you know, in his eyes. We're his beloved children. So there's nothing to worry about, even though these things are talking to us saying, well, what you gonna do about this? Oh, you see this bill coming. Oh, you see that. Oh, you ain't doing this. When you start.
That's the water.
Yeah.
The waves.
That's the waves in the storm, right? When Peter was walking on the water. It's like a metaphor. And when you focus too much on self, that's when condemnation comes in. That's when self-doubt come in. Like, that's when the what ifs, like, well, what if this? And I'm learning now to think about the positives because even in, I believe it's in Psalms, how he said, oh, magnify the Lord. Don't magnify the issue.
Magnify
the issue, then you're making God a little guy. He a big guy, you know? So I will magnify him, give him praise, because even though it looks a certain way, it looks dark, it looks, you know, I don't know, like it just looks bad. The situation just looks horrible. God is good. He loves me. He loves us. I'm his beloved son. We're his beloved children in Christ. And Christ paid the price and he cannot lie. So I already know he's a beloved father. He loves me too much to let me go through anything that's going to harm me. So. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, it's just faith, just walking in faith, not by sight. And it's easier said than done, I must say. It is easier said than done. But when you're in that situation, boy, only thing you can really cling on to is a word.
Tested.
Yes.
I think about that. Your belief is tested. Do you really believe what I said? Because when you're in it, it's a totally different feeling.
Extreme. Definitely.
And it's like, are you going to keep walking? Or are you just going to go back to what's comfortable?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know, somebody had said, well, you gotta understand, like, when you walk in faith, you don't have to. You can go back and think and try to put hands on and do it yourself. Get in line, you know, clock in, just eat it up. Or you can believe God, trust him. You know, it might not be something that you want or what you expect or the way, but it's going to be his way. And we all know his way leads to success, peace, love, joy. He said he'll give you riches with no sorrow. So I'm holding on to that, you know. So I encourage everybody just hang on to his word, because he can't lie. You know, he cannot lie. Jesus is the example, and his word, man. He promises it. He doesn't break his promises.
No.
Even though the situation would seem like, well, he lying. That's the situation telling a lie. That's the enemy on the outside.
Definitely.
On the outside. It ain't inside, because greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. So, and he said, don't worry, because I've overcome the world. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah, man. Right.
All right. You know, okay. I just got to accept it. All we got to do is receive it. That's it. But it's hard to receive. It's not easy sometimes. Because I'm so used to, like, doing. Because of me.
Being a human doing and not a human being.
Exactly. Right. Mm-hmm. That's it right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That part.
Yeah, so. That part. Yep.
It's, yeah.
But it's a time to be praising him, man. You know, not the time to be like, you know, like, it's a time just to be like, hey, this is it. Thank you, Father. You love me, you know. I believe your word. I believe your word. Mm-hmm. I believe you with me. You say you will never leave me nor forsake me. I'm hanging on to that. I'm hanging on.
I legitimately be receiving everything my heart desires.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, and I find peace in knowing that whatever is given to me, I always give praise to God.
Right. Yes.
Whether eventually it was taken away or what, I always, like, this was a God thing.
Mm-hmm.
I never credit myself. Oh, mm-hmm. I did this. No. It was a God thing. Mm-hmm. So this situation with my employment, I gave ultimate praise to God. So I know at the end of the day, he's going to get the glory.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Even if he takes it away, he's still get the glory.
It's never a loss.
Right.
It's never a loss. It's a lesson. Right.
Yeah.
We don't lose. And that's
we don't lose. Because he's not going to give us anything that's going on. Because he can see further than we can.
Right.
That's
right.
Me honest.
Right.
He sees what's ahead. He's like, oh, let me move that out your way.
Right.
And that could be something that we're really clinging on to. Mm-hmm. Like, no, I want to keep that. He's like, no, I gotta take this away. I got something better. I know how it looks, but don't trust the things that's physical. Those are temporary.
Right.
He wants the best for his children. We just got to trust him. So
it's crazy because it's been some things that have happened within me. And like I said, I can't share too much detail, but I've seen so much change. Marriage is a mirror. It's a mirror. And that was one of the things that I saw in the sermon yesterday too. I always had heard that, like, marriage is a mirror. And one of the things that even in the sermon yesterday, Dr. Stevenson was talking about, he was like, you know, when you're in a good marriage, when you're in a godly marriage, you're going to see issues that you haven't dealt with before. Because it's going to expose, like, you're going to see your issues that you have with your mom or your dad or your sister, your brother, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen a lot of issues that I have not dealt with that I thought I did, but I didn't. And even the same as, you know, what you just said, Brian and Dominique, you know, the everybody's going through something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's crazy because I remember one time recently I was on the phone with my dad and I had a son moment. And that son moment was me talking to my dad about whatever the situation was. And I just bawled my eyes out. I was like, I just need my dad. Like, I felt like a little boy that was trying to reach up and say, daddy, pick me up. And so my dad was there to walk me through the process that I needed to go at the age of 33, you know, and thank God I still have my dad. And thank God that he's, you know, restored a relationship that once was broken at one time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so for such a time as this, and, you know, and then more too, because I do believe that there's great ministry between me and my dad that we'll do. But even in all of that, one of the scriptures that was getting me through and is still getting me through is Colossians 2:13. And the ending, like the 13th verse, says, "You were dead because of your sins, and because of your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ, for he forgave all of our sins. He canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross." When I read that part of the scripture, like, I don't know, I felt free. I was literally thinking about Christ in his hands, right? In everything, every weight, everything being nailed to the cross, like he took it and it was nailed to the cross, right? Mm-hmm. It's, you know, and we don't have, you know, shame. There's no, you know, nothing that we should be shameful about. And, you know, my dad said something to me. He was like, "Son, I know you can't see it, but this situation is so resolvable. It's, you don't even have to be doing all that." Mm-hmm. But it's hard because when you're in it, and you feel like you can't see anywhere out of it, that's the hard part. But it's in that moment, in a physical representation of our relationship with God, right? Mm-hmm. We're in it, so we don't really see any other perspective or lens, but he sits high, looks mm-hmm. low, but he also said, "If you make your bed in hell, I'll be there with you. Wherever you are, I said I won't leave you nor forsake you." Mm-hmm. But it's like, God, even in the moments when I don't feel you, I know that you're still there.
Yeah.
And I feel Dominique when she was like, you know, we made this, you know, big step, you know, and then all of a sudden something happened. Been yeah. there. You, Brian, too, like, you know, you didn't lose your daughter. Like, you took a leave of absence, but still, mm-hmm. like, in a position of, you know, I'm just trusting God.
Yeah.
I did something today. You know, and wife and I talked about it. It was like, We doing this by faith.
Yep.
It's stretching my faith. And I'm just like, yeah. I need you to, you know, come through Jesus.
Yeah.
And but it's according to his riches, like Dominique said, like the word says, Dominique says, not mine, because if it was according to mine, we wouldn't be eating.
All right. And a better thing, like even with that, is like he became poor so we could become rich.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm believing him.
Yeah.
I ain't believing the situations.
Right.
Somebody lying. I know it ain't God.
Right.
Somebody lying. You somebody said something. Lying. I was listening to another episode, Brian. You said what did you say? Anything that's outside of God's word is gossip.
Yeah. Straight up.
Anything outside of God's word is gossip.
If it ain't God's word, it's a lie.
Right.
If it don't line up with the word, it's a lie. That's your opinion, or that's God's. I mean, come on,
God's word.
You know, you have to take it like one day at a time, too. You know, but the great thing is that tomorrow hasn't been touched, but by God, and you ain't touched tomorrow. He been there though. He already know what's going on, so you have nothing to worry about. You know, it's a great day. You know, what's the scripture? This is the day the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Like every day. Every day.
And he gives us our daily bread.
Daily bread.
Daily and bread.
When they were in the wilderness, he gave fresh manna daily.
Daily. Yep.
If they took it with them into the next day, it's spoiled.
Yep. They didn't save it.
Because it's new mercies.
Yep.
Or new his grace.
Every day.
Every morning.
Just like the dew on the ground.
Just like
so we're out of time, but we're definitely not out of faith or grace.
And remember,
you are greatly blessed, highly favored, and deeply loved. In Christ.
Booyaka.
Right.